when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I hope you didn't miss the first hour. What a treat. What a mental giant, Dr. Mark McDonald. The guy was so obviously just off the scale intelligent. And the more excited I get, there's an inverse relationship with my memory, my name recall, and excitement. The higher my excitement, the lower my memory ability is. And Dr. Mack was coming up with these names. I said, "This is famous attorney in Texas." He said, "City Powell." Yeah, that was her. And this other guy in Georgia. You mean John Eastman in California, whatever? Yeah. And the guy was brilliant. And here's the thing: I still can't believe he came on our program, because I know he's researched us, and I told him, "Be ready to be canceled." He said, oh, I'm already canceled. He said the state of California tried to, but they had to back off. But the best part of the whole thing, you know, he's a great, brilliant psychiatrist. He's already agreed. He said, just as friends of the Bombardier, he's going to give the first two sessions are going to be free. He's going to do a two-for-one. He's going to have Sister Nancy on and Sister Monica on. He's going to get them on a couch built for two. You've heard of a bicycle built for two. This is couch built for two. He said, because it's obvious they need it, like yesterday.
It's a good start, Eddie. A good start.
Well, you guess, yo, we have, and he said he thinks that they're suffering from mass delusional wackoism. He says that they might be wackos. I don't know. Anyway,
that's for sure.
Hey, they're coming to take me away. I'll see y'all next time. They're coming to take me away. Anyway, people, I guess you figured it out. We're in the second hour, and we got Sister, my big sister, Nancy, the I better not say the bluegrass beast, the bell cow, and we have my little sister, the brave heart, Miss Monica herself. We got these two people on. So how are you doing tonight, Sister Nancy?
Just fine. You did a great job, and that was a very interesting first hour, Eddie. But as far as my list, I've got a long, long list, and we'll never cover it all in an hour.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll never cover those books, and we'll have Dr. McDonald for a series. There's so much to talk other than just the book, so many things that are connected to it. And by the way, during the break, I referenced Sister Monica and Alfred being put in prison in Germany for like thought crime, and mm-hmm. he was pretty shocked about that when I told him when the judge told Monica that the facts didn't mean anything, the truth and the facts be damned, that they couldn't that they were put in jail for just talking about things the state said you could not talk about that. But anyway, transitioning to the second hour, I was really excited about that first hour. It's got me a little bit off my normal game when I get excited to get like that. Anyway, Sister Nancy, you and Sister Monica, right after you get through talking, tell us what we're going to do. Tell us what we're going to talk about tonight on the second hour. The second hour belongs to you two girls.
A couple of things. I'm going to start out by calling our so-called political leaders Israeli eunuchs, full of smarmy platitudes. That's all we hear, is these smarmy platitudes about how great America is, how we are such a land of freedom and liberty and all of that stuff. And that what our politicians are nothing but eunuchs to Israel. They have just approved $26 billion to Israel, with only about 22 of the Republicans voting against this new load of gold for the Israelis to continue to exterminate their so-called Palestinian enemies with our tax money. They also approved a total of $95 billion worth of aid to the combination of Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Plus, they want to add on new sanctions to Iran. The news is so perverted and so delusional. They never talk about the fact that as Israel had attacked a foreign country and bombed and destroyed a legitimate embassy in a foreign capital of Damascus. Then nobody ever talks about that. All they ever talk about is these crybabies talk about, oh my goodness, somebody was bombing poor little innocent beloved Israel with some rockets that never hurt anybody, probably didn't kill anybody. And we aided in shooting down these so-called missiles that came from Iran. And now we're going to put more sanctions on Iran and more sanctions on Russia, as far as I can tell. But I will. I want to start out by saying happy birthday to a man I think was one of the greatest white men who stood up for white people, Adolf Hitler. He was born April the 20th of 1889, 135 years ago. And I would advise listeners to take time to read a real biography about Hitler and not just take the propaganda that you're going to hear every day about bad, bad Hitler foaming at the mouth and he was a painter. No, he might have painted some houses, but Adolf Hitler was actually an artist. So that's basically what I want to say about Adolf Hitler. And I'll just pitch out a couple things before Monica comes on with my tar and feathering. I'm going to say tar and feather this no good Mike Johnson of Louisiana, the new speaker who might be stool getting kicked out from underneath of him soon. Then you got the Representative Tim Walberg and Representative Brian Mast. This no good Tim Walberg of Michigan, he is a former minister. Maybe he still considers him a minister. And his idea is just go ahead and bomb these people into oblivion. These Palestinians, they're not humans. They're inhuman. They're like bugs. They're nothing but gorm, just like we are. And the heroes I want to mention would be Representative again, Jim Jordan and Corey Mills, who were opposed to this recent bill to extend the FISA fine without warrants being required, particularly involving American citizens. This is another bill that should never have been passed, and I think it has been passed. This was what they used to spy on Trump, and now they want to keep it in so that there will not be any requirements to get a warrant to spy on people like you and me and all the listeners. So, I mean, I've got a lot of things that are negative tonight, but I wish we could hear something positive. Maybe Monica has something.
Well, Nancy, you had a very positive message there, the happy birthday message, the 135th
yes.
birthday message to the great leader who, yes, probably there are many listeners who will still have a little bit of a flinching, you know, maybe like an allergic reaction to hearing us say good things about Adolf Hitler. I myself also, it took me a while to kind of cleanse myself from the mental contamination that came from a lifetime of being told that that was the most evil man that walked the face of the earth, etc., etc., etc. But when we understand, and I think that probably many of your listeners, Eddie, do understand that we are living in a time of truth inversion, so where it's not just that we're being lied to, but actually things have been inverted. So when we do understand that, then just take that that narrative that, oh, that's the most evil man that ever walked the face of this earth, and you will come to know that he was actually the greatest man that walked the face of this earth, and I often say perhaps in 2,000 years, you know. And I know that even when we understand it intellectually, we'll still have residual sort of like a conditioned response. At least I did. And, you know, this would be a very interesting topic to discuss with the guest you had in the first hour.
Yes.
I understood he was a psychologist, or was he psychiatrist?
Eddie? He's a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist. Now, he was
he's a psychiatrist?
Yeah. He was absolutely excellent. And we talk and think about this psychological warfare aspect so much. Anyway, I do hear the music, but we'll come back after the break.
Yeah, we'll be right back, folks. Hang on.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Let me tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back without wasting any more time. We're going to go back to Sister Braveheart. Go ahead, Braveheart.
Yeah, I think basically I'd finished those thoughts. You know, it was a segue from Nancy's excellent, what will we call it, a potpourri of things she brought. Oh, one thing I did want to say also in response to Nancy's items there, you know, on the mainstream radio there, I listened to the news, and regarding the money that was now, you know, the Americans are going to send more money to the Ukraine. And there was a Ukrainian, well, he said he was a Ukrainian, on the radio then speaking, and how, oh, finally, you know, they were just drifting there without a lifeline. Now they finally have a lifeline again. And you know what? The first thing that I thought of, that guy doesn't sound Ukrainian. They said he was Ukrainian, but he sounded totally like he was just an American. Like he totally sounded American. He did not have any kind of an accent. Something, come on, that's just, you know, an actor playing the part and saying the right lines, you know. Anyway, did you want me to carry on here, or did we want to go back to Nancy's items? Because I have some things I'd like to bring to the table today. I mean, there's many things I could bring up if I wanted to respond to all the craziness that's going on. It's like every day there's more craziness that's going on. We've had some things going on in Canada, like the three men at the Coots, you know, the Alberta border crossing. This is all the way back to the truckers' convoy. They were found guilty of blocking the border because for 2 weeks that border was blocked, and yet, you know, we all know how there's violent criminals. They get set free and whatnot, but these men were found guilty. So that's one of the things I was going to talk about. But the main thing that I wanted to bring to the table today is about Canada's Holocaust. Now, I put that in great big inverted quotation marks, but what I'm talking about is this whole debacle that started 2 years, or was it 3 years ago? It's 3 years ago now, 2021, June, I do believe. The first news story broke about the unmarked graves, and it started in Kamloops, but there were other places, and then it just went like fire around the world with the stories. And even the New York Times talked about mass graves and that these 215 children were found, or remains of them, you know, and all this stuff. But now I want to tell you something really, really clearly. This is now April 2024, and in the ensuing, you know, aftermath of those stories and the continuation of those stories, there have been horrible things have happened, like many, many churches were burnt down, and Trudeau just kind of thought, well, that's understandable, he said, you know, these kinds of things. So it's kind of like the Americans' BLM, which I call burn, loot, and murder. That's what I would call the BLM, but this is in Canada. We have our unmarked graves and our mass graves. Well, you know what? As of April 2024, not one single exhumation has occurred that has found remains of children, let alone anybody, in these so-called unmarked graves or mass graves or anything. Now, they are, I mean, the show that they are putting on is just amazing. We've got Bill C-15 in Canada, which is all about UNDRIP, which is the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which basically is a bill which will dispossess us of our properties and lands. In British Columbia, the province that I live in, apparently 95% of the land belongs to the Indigenous peoples, and that what's that going to look like? Like, are we all going to be thrown off of our property and our houses repossessed or something? I don't know. I mean, there are many things afoot, and every meeting, any public meeting, and this has happened since years and years and years, the chairperson running the meeting will start by saying, we would like to acknowledge that we are on the unceded territory of the, and then fill in the blank of which tribe they're talking about. So it's basically an admission, and this will be counting as evidence to them that, yes, see, we're even telling them that this doesn't belong to us. So that'll be really easy for them to actually take the land. And they are starting to talk about it openly on the radio. Just the other day, I heard an Indigenous woman talking about, you know, that this land, you know, it needs to be given back. And she's not specifying which land, where. But when you see this notion about UNDRIP, the United Nations Declarations on the Rights of Indigenous People, where they don't even identify, or they don't define what Indigenous peoples are. It could be Indigenous peoples from Africa coming over here and saying, well, we are Indigenous. They do not define Indigenous people. It's really, that is the case. The only people who can never claim that status is the European stock people. Okay, so back to these mass graves or the unmarked graves. Not a single one has been exhumed. Now, the investigation of this matter has been basically handed over to the Indigenous peoples themselves. And so, this has happened. And then, of course, the Indigenous peoples, they have many motivators for not wanting to actually exhume, other than the fact that they probably know darn well that there's no bodies there. But one of the motivators is money, lots of money. I'm telling you, the money that the federal government, and that would be us as taxpayers, are funding is just phenomenal. It's astronomical. This, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars go to, you know, they went to the truth and Truth Reconciliation report, and then to the investigation. But the investigation is a non-investigation. Now, they make excuses such as it would be insensitive to dig up these old graves. Now, you know what that reminded me of? Maybe you already can guess what that reminded me of. It would be insensitive to question the Jewish Holocaust because we are, it's an insult to the memory of those who were gassed in the gas chambers. Oh, but if we have facts or evidence that put their story into question, but we're not allowed to say that because that would be insensitive to those who were gassed there. But we're saying, well, maybe they weren't gassed there. Oh, but you can't check because it would be insensitive. Like, this is it goes round and round. It's kind of it goes round in circles, does it not? Anyway, I'll pause and take a breath while one of you can comment, and I can carry on about this, though there's lots more to talk about.
Well, I'll ask Nancy a question before she goes to Nancy. Nancy, what Sister Braveheart is talking about, it seems like they're having a Canadian version of, here in the United States, of Reconquista. Reconquista. Now the Mexicans, for the Indians, the indigent tribes in Canada, are trying to, they want to take what 90-something% of the land that they own. They should get it back. Well, you know, the Mexicans historically have always said that the United States stole the Southwest from Mexico, namely Texas, New Mexico, parts of Arizona and California. They would take a lot. A large area of the United States that used to belong to Mexico, they say. And you know what? They've just about got it now, because if you look at the map and look at what's going on with mass immigration or mass migration, they're probably going to get this country before too long. Anyway, that's just a thought I got. Come back to you, Sister Nancy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that they're repopulating an area which they say that they always had, that was their property, and that's their way. Actually, that is a subtle way, not so subtle way, of taking the land back. They're doing it by repopulating with these new immigrants. That's what actually is happening.
And isn't it interesting how that will actually not benefit the native people, the so-called native people?
Exactly. You stole my point. I was going to say, in the end, the indigenous people in Canada and the Hispanics here in the United States, they'll never benefit from that. It's going to be the you-know-who, the eternal poisoners of the well. But
It basically is an excuse to... and it's a war against us, right? The European stock people, the Caucasian people, to white people, you know, so that's what it's about. And if they succeed at doing that, which they will not, this is not going to succeed. They're not going to succeed with, you know, getting rid of us, no way. But then they're, you know, after that, they're not going to treat those indigenous peoples well. They're not going to say, okay, here you go, you can have all your traditional hunting grounds back and your fishing grounds, and you go at it. You know, it's your land. We'll just make room for you. No, that's not what it's about.
You know what this reminds me of? This kind of reminds me of what they have done in South Africa, where the farms, the white farms, have been taken over by blacks, and then they go into disrepair, and they, you know, they cannot handle, they don't know how to keep the farms going. So these beautiful farms that were functioning properly, and even the white farmers who they may have massacred, the farms don't exist. They can't exist. They're not able to keep them working.
Well, Sister Belka, we're going to our second break. In the second hour, we'll be right back after this break, folks.
Oh, pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on several bills to aid U.S. allies with a separate bill for the border. The move is angering some conservatives who want to oust him over the move. They argue the border should be tied to Ukraine to force Democrats to vote for its passage. More anti-Israel protests are taking place at New York's Columbia University. Thursday, the NYPD confirmed that 114 arrests were made after the school called police. Former President Donald Trump is not happy about the gag order a judge in his hush money case imposed on him. It bars him from talking about witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, staff, court staff, and their family members. Trump saying on Friday it's his constitutional right to speak and noted others involved in the case are allowed to speak, including star witness Michael Cohen. To which former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News the former president does have a point.
He's barred from speaking about people who spend basically 24/7 speaking about him.
Israel says it launched a limited strike at several sites in Iran late Thursday night. U.S. officials confirming Israel struck a number of locations inside Iran with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an airbase of an Iranian city, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. Disaster was narrowly averted at Washington Reagan National Airport on Thursday as air traffic controllers managed to keep a Southwest Airlines plane from colliding with the departing JetBlue plane.
Southwest 2937, stop.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The FAA is investigating the incident. The JetBlue plane was heading to Boston while the Southwest plane was heading to Orlando. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Well, Run Rip Radio family, thank you for holding on. Without wasting any more time, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. Go ahead, Sister Belcow.
Okay, little Eddie, I want to bring up a couple topics. One, which I'm assuming that most of the listeners have already heard about this. There have been, I don't know, at least 40 white women in New York have been sucker punched, and then they caught this scallywag punched a little 9-year-old girl in the railroad, I guess in the railroad station. But it's really unusual because I know it's not racist, but let me ask a question. It looks like all of these women are white, and it looks like the so-called attackers are always black, at least the ones that they've been able to capture. So at least they're not calling this a racist hate crime. I mean, that's a relief, isn't it, for us, that there's no blacks running around hating us. They're just sucker punching white women. It's just a habit, I guess. Anyway, I know that I'm just trying to be sarcastic.
It's a game they play, isn't it, Nancy? It's this sucker-punching game. What do they call it? There's a name they have for it.
Knockout game.
Yeah, the knockout game. Yeah. Unreal. Yeah.
But it's
Can you imagine reversing it? Imagine reversing it just for a moment. Like, think about it, how that would be treated.
Absolutely.
You know, I've run the New York Marathon several times, and I saw crowds in some places up there, but it's nothing like, not to interrupt you, Nancy, but they have the National Guard. The governor of the state of New York has called in the National Guard to patrol the subways, you know. And I mean, is it that bad out of hand? That sets a dangerous precedent when you bring the military in to police the populace. I think that's what they call a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act of what 1874, something like that, at the end of Reconstruction. But go ahead, Nancy.
Well, even though they've had the National Guard in the subways, they've had attacks, even though they're supposedly guarding the subway. It looks to me like they're just standing around probably having a cup of coffee. But anyway, I wanted to let people know one of the reasons that I won't say why, but I want to question whether they would vote for former President Trump based on the comments made by his former Jewish son-in-law advisor, Jared Kushner, because this is what he said very recently about Gaza. He said the waterfront in Gaza would be very valuable for rebuilding, because, you know, of course, the Trumps are build some massive buildings over the past. So they could finish the job in Gaza. What he means is bulldoze the rest of Gaza and go ahead and take measures to protect the citizens. That is a joke, an absolute joke. They don't care about who cares about protecting those citizens. They've already killed like 15,000 children in the last 6 months, and the war and the genocide is going on. But I would like people who are listening to let me to think about this. Do you want to support a president whose Jewish son-in-law would like to basically eliminate these people who have been living in Gaza so that he can build some waterfront property because it'll be valuable? And we've also got to remember that Trump was responsible for okaying the assassination of the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Now, I was totally opposed to that. In fact, he was not in Iran at the time. I think he was in Syria. There were other people who were killed. You can also, because of this report, you can look on the Guam Defense League website, and you can find all of the Jewish advisors that our future President Trump already has, you know, set up along. Of course, we know about Biden. He's just running. The whole place is just flooding with Jewish advisors under Biden. Like I say, we have nothing but Israeli eunuchs running this stupid country. There's so few of them who have any common sense, have any historical reference to what is going on, is what has happened in Israel, in Palestine. This is another thing. That's another horrible thing we did. The UNRWA, which is a refugees, it was created in 1948 after the Nakba. It was created by the United Nations as a relief and work agency for Palestinian refugees, which the Jews created when they invaded under the British mandate in 1948 and killed and ran so many of these Palestinians out of Palestine. This is a UN mandate that was created to support them. That's how these hospitals and schools and various facilities have been built in Gaza and I guess the West Bank. So because the Jews came up and said that there was Hamas employed by UNRWA, we have decided for the next 2 years, we're not going to aid UNRWA, which is what the Palestinians have been basically, some of them have been surviving off of. But this is just another cowing down to the Israelis. There's no proof. Nobody's ever proved that Hamas was even involved in UNRWA. But at any rate, it employs like 30,000 people.
Yeah, so this UNRWA, I'm thinking of some information that I learned about following World War II. It was UNRRA, not UNRWA, and what that stood for was United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation. I think the A was for administration or something. And what actually took place there in the many, 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 many camps that they had, these UNRWA camps, was that the Jewish people were in there. They got new names, new identities, and they were passed off as Germans now, and they all flooded back into Germany, and they took over Germany, basically, you know, which had been flattened and destroyed. And so you had all these Jews going into positions of influence and power after the war, and Germany is still an occupied country, and I would call it a Jewish-occupied country. Now, this UNRWA that you're describing, it's, again, the United Nations. And the next word is relief, and then they put the W in for work, relief and work. What was the A for?
What it is, United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
Okay, but I would suspect that there's something.
This is strictly for Palestinian. This is not, has nothing to do with aiding Germans. No.
I'm just making a comparison, Nancy. I'm making a comparison because this United Nations that precedes any of this relief stuff, to me, all my alarm bells are going up, and I'm thinking there is something very sour and fishy about this organization. Anyway, United Nations is not in it to actually help the people of Palestine, like the Palestinians. I really don't think so. So, I mean, the United Nations, this is I think it's very much, you know, a stepping stone to the Jewish one world government, you know, control of everybody on earth agency, right? So, I don't know. There's something fishy about it in the first place.
It may be true, but the thing of it is, there were millions of refugees created. And if you go back and find out about these buildings that are being bombed and the hospitals that have been destroyed and the schools that have been built in Gaza were built, many of them are built by the UN. Now, of course, we have screwed up the UN too, because recently we voted the only country to vote against Palestine in the Security Council to become a full member of the UN. They've been an observer. So we're a pariah And of course, we've always aligned ourselves with Israel. Whenever there's been an allegation made against Israel, the United States is always going to turn the tables and vote against anything that would mean that they were going to be ostracized or criminalized or reprimanded. I understand that. But I do think if we go back and look at what UNRWA has done, the reason the Jews wanted to do away with UNRWA is because UNRWA has been helping the Palestinians, and they do not want the Palestinians to receive any aid. And so America cows down, kisses their butt, and says, we will not give any aid to UNRWA until March of 2025, well after the Gazans have probably been shipped out of Gaza.
Sister Nancy, we got to go to our last break of the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to roll right back to Sister Nancy. We were talking about UNRWA. I just throw something out there. It was started, I believe, in 1943, and they were giving aid, supposedly giving aid then to Chiang Kai-shek, who was tried to model his government on the Constitution of the United States. He was supposed to be, you know, free, democratic republic, representative republic, but the whole time he was accused, he had a falling out with the United States over the disposition of funds of UNRWA coming into his country, because he suspected, and rightfully so, that a lot of those funds were going to the communists, Mao Zedong. I mean, we talked about that during the break. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there before we go back to Sister Belcal. Go ahead, Sister Belcal.
Well, I guess these are a lot of different tracks that I'm on, but one other thing I wanted to pitch out was this attack in Moscow. I do feel that Putin knows what happened, and I think it goes back to Ukraine, and Ukraine equals the U.S. involvement. And you know what? I don't understand how Russia can sit still. When you go back beyond just what happened in Moscow, this attack that killed 100 and some of their citizens, but look at what we did to their gas lines. We blew them up. We know we did. The U.S. did it. And And it's just been damaging to Germany.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And how stupid of, you know, and Russia has tolerated all this. Plus, we've laid on all these sanctions, which Russia's been able to get over that. And all you hear on the media is, oh, Russia is our enemy. You know what I think? America is a cowardly country. America is a cowardly, cowardly country. We have been cowed. We've been told that Iran hates us. Well, that's like a bully in a yard with a schoolyard. Somebody tells you they hate you. I mean, so what? They have all good reasons to hate us. We overthrew the government of Iran in 1953, et cetera, yes. Et cetera. This is a country full of cowardice. That's the way I see it. We have never faced a real war except the Civil War, which was illegally and unethically and immorally fought against the South. Let me pitch out something I did. I was watching television a couple of days ago, and I see this black guy named Al Green, Democrat from Texas. And you know what? I had to really commend him. I've certainly never supported him in any way, but I had to call him up and I had to talk to one of the secretaries there. I guess she was probably black as well. But I said, you know what? I commend Al Green, Representative Al Green of Texas, who's a Democrat, for having the guts to stand up and say that he is not going to send another penny to Israel to kill and maim children. And she said, well, who are you? And I said, well, I'm a white Southerner, the kind of people that Al Green hates. But I still support what Al Green said and his courage to defy the Jews.
So what did she say, or what did he say, or did you get a response from that?
They're not going to say too much, you know.
No.
She just, they don't say. They're just taking messages. But I still think we have to let these people know he did something that I thought was courageous. I'd like to see more Republicans stand up and say, I'm not giving another penny to Israel to kill children and have them have their legs and limbs blown off. He had a photograph of a kid walking with one leg and a crutch, and it said that 10 Gazan children lose a limb every day. So anyway, that's my two cents. I'm kind of fired up, as you can tell.
You're talking about Iran. I'll just jump in here just for a second. Going back to the overthrew that government in 1953, and because and they installed the CIA, American CIA, and the British behind it, because, you know, it was about oil. What a shocker! But they installed the Ayatollah, the Shah of Iran. They install him, you know, and because the previous, and I'm going back a lot of memory, the previous president of Iran, he wanted to, if I remember right, he wanted to nationalize, take control of their own oil. Imagine the nation of Iran wanting to control their own oil. What a sinful thing. That's why I think that's what happened there. It still goes on now, but you're so right. You know, this country here, and I think the psychiatrist talked about it. And when I asked him, what was on last hour, I asked him what came first, the communist takeover dictatorship here in the United States that we've had. I think we've had a full blown communist dictatorship takeover, or did the communist takeover in the United States cause the people to become lazy and slovenly and decadent, or did the population become lazy, slovenly, decadent and open themselves to be taken over? He said that that's what happened, that the people became, I'll just say it, the people became pretty much as much of worthless bums here in the United States. You're right, and they're so stupid. I mean, the stupidity of the American people is just mind-boggling, man. But anyway,
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you go ahead.
But
no, you're,
I would say it's the television entered the homes, and somebody said, I can't remember who said this, it's a great quote, but somebody said having a television in your living room is like having a Jew in your living room. And the people, there's just so much influence that happened, not just from the programming in terms of the content, but also the vibrations or the wavelengths that comes off that television screen. It does something to the brain that makes it more easily manipulated and passive. And the television was probably one of the most powerful influences in what made the country change, like all of us, make all of our countries change and degenerate. And then you just look at the people who are at the head of entertainment industry and news industry, which what is television but entertainment and news and advertisement, and that's another industry, the advertisement industry. You look at that, and then you could just look at GTV flyers, and you see that every aspect of these major influencers, they are Jewish. That's what happened, I think, in a nutshell, to bring us to that state. I just want to say something, Nancy, to make reference to the pipelines that were blown up, the Russian pipelines, and then you mentioned Germany. And yes, it's like this is a war again on Germany. Like it's kind of more slow motion there than it is on the ground in the Ukraine. So it's not the hot war there in Germany, but it is a war on Germany, like ultimately in the end. They are very, very dependent on that flow of energy coming from Russia. I just wanted to add that to what you said.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know who's brainwashed the most, the German people or the American people now, because, you know, you said something, I think, last week, Sister Monica, about... Was there nationwide in Germany, 1 million people protesting against the protesters? The people that were protesting against the invaders coming into Germany?
That did happen, that there were many, many, many protesters on the street who were protesting against those who were actually protesting, you know, the open borders and the, sort of the communist agenda. Like, there are a lot of people in Germany waking up, and so they were out in the streets protesting, and then there was counter-protesters, and that became, I'm not sure if it was bigger or it was huge anyway. So, because people really, Germany was at the center of they were the most targeted people in terms of having to be re-educated. And that's, again, that's that conditioning, that's that programming, that's the through deception and lies. And, I mean, you have the quote by Sefton Delmer, the minister of black propaganda from Britain at the end of World War II in 1945. If I had time, I would get the quote and read it out. But basically he said that atrocity propaganda is how we won the war, and we are only just beginning with it. We will escalate the atrocity propaganda so that even those who might still have a good word to say about the Germans, they will go silent. And then when the victims themselves, like the Germans themselves, are not just reluctantly but eagerly asking the victors, those who have conquered them, how can we please you type of thing, then you know, we have won. It's like an English lawn that one moment of neglect with our propaganda, in other words the lies, one moment of neglect and the historical weeds of truth come up. Like an English lawn, one moment of neglect, the weeds come up, and in this case he said the historical truth, the historical weeds of truth will come up if we neglect for one moment all this propaganda. And propaganda didn't used to be a negative word. It just means sort of like advertising something or to put a message out, but it's really taken on the meaning of, I think in our popular vernacular, it takes on the meaning. Everybody thinks, oh, it just means like lies and deception. Well, anyway, I should just be more specific and say the lies and deceptions are... that have been imposed. Okay, and Eddie, back to you, because I do hear the music.
Yes, I wish we had more time, because I would give you an example of a brainwashed individual I saw last Sunday at the park, but I've run completely out of time. Maybe y'all remind me, I'll tell you about it next week. People, dear people, I can't believe we've already gone through 2 hours of Blood River Radio. If you will, hang on to your seats. We're going to transition to the third hour. You got about a 5-minute break. Get some coffee, get yourself something to drink, but be right back to the radio in 5 minutes. Be right back, folks.